Right now, we're getting ready to talk some Duggar Union High School football, and the Bulldogs will be playing this year, and their head coach is going to be Dan Tekin, just named this week. And first of all, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Steve. I'm really honored to be selected as the football coach there. They always say life makes full circles. 27 years ago or so, I was selected to be the head coach at Duggar. Now I've come back to kind of on the other end of my career to be their head coach again.
You know, every time I talk with Steve Hall or the Foleys or somebody like that, I say, you know what? This is just like Hoosiers, and it's happening right now, only it's the form of the whole school and the whole community getting together, and it's just a real exciting time. I know it's been a lot of hard work, but what a great thing to happen for Duggar.
Yes, and what a story, too, Steve. You know, the community that just wouldn't give up on their school. And, you know, we maybe make football too much of the focal point here. The community didn't give up on the school. They did not want it to go away. And I was talking to Kyle Foley tonight, and he was excited about the number of kids that well into the 200s that are signing, have signed up to attend the school. And he thinks that 300 is not out of the realm by the beginning of the school year, which would put it almost at the same population of last year, considering Union Duggar was given the death toll, just a few months ago, but the school and the community said no, and they wanted their Bulldogs to stay alive, and they're one of the first things Steve Hall will tell you when he said that he put the football schedule together. They said, are we going to have football? He said, yes. Are we going to have homecoming? And he said, almost definitely yes, because those are just big Friday night events for those people in Duggar. It's the only show in town. It may not be a big show, but it's a good show, and I'm glad to be part of it again.
You know, I've heard some people say, and I understand why people are doubting a little bit, but they say, well, you're looking at the sports to keep the sports more than you are the education. And from what I've seen and heard, that's not the case. You need the whole effect of the school to be working. And this athletics, I think, like you just mentioned, is all a part of the deal at Duggar.
Yes, and, them teaming with Indiana Cyber, I have been just astonished. I'm going to be one of the school leaders over there, so I'll be in the forefront of that. And that was one of my the selling points to me coming back, was the opportunities that the kids will have academically.
And it's just amazing nowadays. You know, a lot of times, in 15, 20 years ago, this probably wouldn't have been possible. The school would have been closed. There would have been no options. But this charter's at least doing it.
Pardon me?
I said, 20 years ago, this wouldn't have been possible. The charter
school would not have been possible. No, the whole charter option. And, kids can take 20-some foreign languages.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you there's no school in the area that can offer that. Our kids, if you come as an incoming freshman, you work hard, you stay with the program. When you graduate as a senior at Duggar, if you're taking all the correct classes, you can have 64 college credit hours, 64 that will be given by Trine University that's transferable mm-hmm. to any state college in the state of Indiana. Now, tell me where there's a school that offers that in the state of Indiana, and what a school the size of Duggar. To me, that is an incredible feat right there. All of our classes will be taught by certified teachers that will be licensed in the state of Indiana. It will look like a school. It'll smell like a school. It'll do everything like a school. And there'll be teachers in front of the classes. Will there be kids doing some things in virtual classes? Absolutely. Will we be doing some classes in real time with other teachers in other communities? Yes. But let's not be naive. This is the 2014. That is the norm now, not the past. Duggar actually went to the cutting edge as far as going for education. A lot of people say, well, that's an easy way out. No, it's not. It's the way of the future. Kids are going to, you can get college degrees online now. Why shouldn't you be able to have the brick-and-mortar combination? Kids still need that, too, the brick-and-mortar, where they have the teacher in front of them. But at the same time, the possibilities are endless. I mean, absolutely endless. If I didn't have a kid, I don't have a kid in this race, but if I did, I would have them there because there's just vast, vast opportunities academically. And let's be honest, the athletics are right behind that because we often, when I talk to Steve and Kyle Foley, and I know you're familiar with them and the members of the community, that's what still bonds them together, too, are their teams.
Yep.
So between the combination of the ability to have great academics in our building and to let the teams go on and still compete, wow. And that's all I can say is, wow, what an opportunity for us, and I say us, for our students, for our community, and everyone involved. The little town that just wouldn't say no.
And I heard you coached a little football in your time, too, just not at Duggar.
just a little bit, about 30 years. Well, actually, I have coached at various levels for about 36 years, all the way from youth league and junior high to 30 years of high school. Coming back to Duggar is I've coached at the highest levels in the state of Indiana. I've been both a head coach, assistant coach, offensive coordinator, and coming back to a small school like this is exciting. Someone will say, well, don't you think it's a step down coming from a 5A program? And I said, absolutely not. Kids are kids, and football is football. And if you have a passion for it, then I'm right there with you. It will be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, the people that know me, we're going to play hard. We're going to play fast, and we're going to play with a lot of enthusiasm. And that's just the way we're going to do it. You know, I was at Duggar, 27 years ago, we did the same thing. I don't see any reason why we can't. You know, I may be a little older and a step slower, but my juices are still pretty darn good. I still am passionate about the game and the way it's played and the way kids are coached and treat them like they're my own kids and love them up a lot and we're gonna make the people of Duggar proud. One of the first things I'm gonna tell, we're gonna get in front of our kids first time tomorrow night, the entire team, and I'm gonna tell them, us just being here, standing here, starting, summer conditioning, even though it's late, that is a victory in itself. And when we take the field for the first time with our uniforms on and line up against someone, win or lose, we're going to be champions because no one said it would happen, that the school wouldn't exist, that the teams wouldn't exist, and they wouldn't compete. And I think we're going to surprise some people along the way, academically and athletically, how big of a heart we're going to have.
And, Steve said, make sure you ask the coach who he's actually coached. I heard you coached some pretty well-known football players during your time.
I've coached against and with some pretty good football players. The first one pops in my head, I'm sitting back in my office. I had a kid named D'Angelo Roberts, who plays in IU, is the second team Kale back right there, and he rushed for over 6,000 yards in 3 years. Was first team everything in Indiana at senior year. I coach kids that have just done some incredible things. This is Steve, something I was proud of at Bloomington North. My last five quarterbacks all went on to college, or are currently in college. And have all participated in football and will all be 4-year players in college. So that was kind of the position to coach as quarterback. So I had Andrew Huff as the all-time leading passer in Butler, who broke some of Billy Lynch's records, is now going to be Dr. Huff. That's the kind of kids we're dealing with. Keith Lewis just graduated from St. Francis University, converted to defensive back and played 4 years of college ball, and as a grad, to me, what I can say is they played college ball and graduated too. That's a big thing. Cam Edwards, an offensive lineman that went to the combine, 6'5", 315 yards, is looking to hook on with the team here before training camp. He is that good of a player to play at St. Francis. And I've coached against some kids, and Steve Parler, a kid at Ohio State named Joe Hale, who hit my son, as he said, was the hardest he's ever been hitting his wife, and they both got up smiling. And my son's going to be a senior at an AIA school, who was a quarterback and going to be a graduate and going to be a college coach, hopefully someday. So we've had some wonderful kids down the line. You know, I can even go back to Duggar. My two quarterbacks there were Sean Traley and Chris Jobe, the two young men that have Sean served our country for many years, now mm-hmm. works at Indiana University in the IT department, and Chris Jobe, who's a local right there in Duggar, and went to Rose Holman and graduated with a degree in engineering. You know, there's up and down the line, I really felt like that football is more than just a game. Do I want to win, Steve? Absolutely. Do I want our kids to compete? Absolutely. But do I want them to realize that when football's over, their real mark's going to be what kind of a man do they become after this? And that you know, that makes me feel good when I see those guys are on Facebook, players I haven't talked to in 20 years all of a sudden pop up, hey, coach, how you doing? What's up, you old son of a gun? You know, things like that.
Thanks for cleaning that up for me a little bit, Coach. That was good.
I know. I followed. I didn't really want the coach talk there. And it would probably call me that, oh, yeah. You wanted to do a together on that.
Hey, you know what, Coach? When we look at your schedule, it's amazing that Steve Hall could put a schedule together. And, you know, there's a couple of double games, but that's what it's all about right now.
Steve, just every time he texts me, calls me, sends me an email, I just go, wow. You talk about a guy that's, I can't even think of the right word, the unsung hero of this whole thing, and behind the scenes it's Steve Hall. And, you know, when a lot of people, you know, because football is kind of the first in the rotation and all that, but Steve is working, as we speak, I guarantee you, equally hard trying to get volleyball schedules.
Yep.
Basketball schedule is almost done, both boys and girls. He's working volleyball schedule. He's already thinking about spring sports, you know, softball and baseball for the kids, too. And he has traipsed all over the southern state, calling people, meeting people, going to meetings, doing anything to promote Duggar Union athletics. And to me, there's a special place in heaven for Steve already. He's done that in my book, just for the things that he's done and the challenges that he's faced. You know, from all the way from putting the schedule together to keeping people convinced that yes, we are going to be alive, we are going to be competing. That's a tough sell when you go out and try to contract schools for a game or officials for a game. Well, you guys really have a team, you know. People ask that. Yes, we are. But maybe not right now, but yes, we are. But yes, we are, and that's the one of the craziest things about it. We think that we may have up to 25 kids, possibly even 30 kids on the roster when it's all said and
done.
And Dave, that's mind-boggling.
Yes, that is.
I thought if we got 18, maybe 20, but 25 or 30 would be mind-boggling for a school that size and a school that they had, you know, they yanked the life support off of it, but not anymore. The Bulldogs are alive and breathing.
And, Coach, before I let you go, there's been a lot of schools that have been very good about getting you some equipment and helping out. And that just makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Steve, I don't, you know, we could probably do a whole thing on what the people that have done. I've been in the coaching fraternity in high school for 30 years, 36 all over. And I sent out about 20 emails, some texts, some things on Facebook, contacting my colleagues at different schools and explaining what we're doing. And you cannot believe the support we've had. And let me just hit a few of them. I think I need to say this. At Bloomington North, Scott Bless, who I'd worked with the last 8 years, literally just whatever he says, here's what we have, we can give you. A set of headphones, game pants, footballs, brand new game balls. He says, you're going to need game balls, aren't you? I almost, you know, just lost it right there. Then we go up to Center Grove, which, if you know Indiana football, Center Grove is one of the yep. the powerhouses in the state. Eric Moore filled up a bed full, a truck and a trailer almost with equipment, field equipment, dummies, helmets, shoulder pads, mouthpieces. The list goes on and on and on. Steve's inventoried on them. And then we went down to Columbus North with Tim Bless, and Tim said, "You guys," I told him our helmets were going to be flat and black, and I knew he had some, and I thought maybe he might have a free helmet or two. And he gave us 18 fully reconditioned helmets. 18.
Nice.
And, you know, do your math on that. At least $200 a pop.
Nice.
We're talking about $3,000 to $4,000 right there.
Nice.
That we don't have. We're going up this week to Avon. We're going to Hamilton Southeast. There are small schools that have, Ben Davis sent us a check. He says, we filter all of our equipment down, but here's a check for $150.
Nice.
Milan has sent us a check.
Nice.
We're going down to Paoli for a sled, ropes, more shoulder pads. And I have a friend at Martha Lane Collins High School in Kentucky that's assured me that whatever flat black helmets we need, he'll make sure that we have enough to play the season in. And he's
wonderful.
Going in to check on those helmets tomorrow. So it's not just been, has it been the state of Indiana? Absolutely. But even reaching out to some of the people we know in Kentucky have just been, I can't even, field markers, goalpost pads. I mean, we may have Fair Grove goalpost pads zone in Bloomington North on the other, but we have them.
Yes.
You know, and to me, that's a tribute to those guys.
Yep.
That you know, we'll be proudly display their stuff on our goalpost.
You know, Coach, I always tell Steve Hall and Kyle Foley, I said, you know, they're going to have a movie. Who's going to play you in the movie? You know, Gene Hackman played in Hoosiers. Is there somebody you'd like to play you?
Gene would have gained some weight, but he would probably be a good one. But the late John Belushi would have probably been ever better. That's what I look for.
I can imagine that.
Belushi might be good for Hall because I'm a pretty big man, but I like standing beside Steve. He makes me look mean, the PX90 machine type of guy standing beside him. Foley's the guy you'd have a hard time. You're going to have to do like Keanu Reeves,
yeah,
but a short version of him.
Well, I always tell people I'm a nice dresser, Coach, but my middle drawer is sticking out. Do you like that one?
Yep.
Hey,
I like that one, too.
Before I let you go, is there anything you want to say, Coach, we forgot or anything? I mean, this has been a great time. We'll do this more. We'll do this again during the year, too, if that's okay.
Okay. You know, and the people that are listening to us and that believe in us, thank you for hanging in there.
Yep.
And, you know, I know there's some detractors out there, and the only thing I can ask of those people, give us a chance.
Yep.
That would be the only fair thing. Give us a chance. Don't beat us down before we've ever, you know, had the first day at school or we've kicked the first ball off. Give us a chance. You know, if it doesn't work, then at least we've given it a shot. But, you know, we're getting beat up in a few different of the media, media, but the social end of it. Some.
Yeah.
And just give us a chance. I would think that anyone that has the least inkling for the underdog would be for the Bulldogs. Just a little bit would be for us. And if they got to know us, they would definitely love us.
I love you already, Coach.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm pretty excited. No, I'm not pretty excited. My toe's tapping as we get free call.
That's good. Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking time, and we'll do this during the year, too, because I want to support you guys as all I can, and Steve,
awesome.
and I want to be in the movie, too, somewhere, so I'm going to be nice to Steve
Well,
Hall.
I'll tell you what, once we get enough money to buy T-shirts, I'll make sure that Steve nails you a T-shirt over.
Okay, that'd be good. I'll wear it, too,
right,
buddy.
Yeah, we're trying to get enough for T-pants.
Hey, Coach, thanks so much. We've been talking with
You're
Dan.
Welcome, Dave.
We've been talking
it's
with Dan Teague.
It's been all my pleasure. I really mean that, too. Thank you very much.
I've enjoyed it. We've been talking with Union Dugger coach Dan Teague, and we'll have more from Union Dugger in the future. Hang in there, folks. They're going to be the Bulldogs this year.